Taste of Rashi for the morning. The beginning of the Aliyah, it says, Vayehi mimacharat, Vayesha Moshe lishpot et ha'am, Vayamor ha'am al Moshe min ha'boker ad ha'aref. This is the moment when Yitro sees what Moshe is doing, that he's judging the people, making everybody stand around, it's taking all day. And when did this occur? So the Torah says it happened the next day. Vayehi mimacharat. The question is, the next day, from which day? The Rashi comments and says, oops, Rashi comments and says, Motzei Yom Kippurim haya. Kach sheni b'sifri. This was on the day after Yom Kippurim. How did we get to Yom Kippurim? That didn't even happen yet. Ma'ami macharat, the macharat, we didn't come in a har. It's the day after he came down from the har, the second time. Rashi will get into the chronology in a minute. Val korchach, yev shalomar, elami macharat Yom Kippurim. Shari kodem at the Torah, yev shalomar, vodati et chukai. Umishanit na Torah ad Yom Kippurim, lo yashav Moshe, lishpot et ha'am. He says the reason why, he thinks the strongest reason that the Sifri has for saying that this occurs after Yom Kippurim is because until that moment they didn't have a Torah. So what can Moshe be judging the people on? There's nothing to judge them with. So it's obvious to him that this must be occurring after Yom Kippurim when they had the Torah. You should note that many of the Mefarshim that disagree with Rashi, that say that this is in its place, and it's directly after the Seudah that they had, the Abarbanel, the Ramban, they say, well, wait a second, we said last week that at Marah, they got a few different halachot. They got Shabbat, they got either Paradum or Kibbur Aveim, and they also got Dinim. So they got Dinim, and actually it makes perfect sense, the Abarbanel says, that Moshe has to do all the judging himself, because he hadn't yet transmitted those laws to the rest of the people. That only happens in Parshat Mishpatim. That's when he transmits the laws to the rest of the people, to the other judges. So it makes perfect sense that Moshe can't actually distribute the job. In fact, the Abarbanel has a fascinating idea. He says, you know, here in this parasha, here in this parasha, the idea comes from Yitro, right? To split it up between all the people, to make all different kinds of judges. And yet in parashat, in Sefer Dvarim, Parashat Dvarim, whose idea is it? It seems like it's Moshe's idea. Yitro is not mentioned. So the Rabbanel explains that the reason is that Moshe always intended to do this. It was always going to be the halakha, that he was going to split up the jobs between people. It was a matter of time. He hadn't yet transmitted the laws to everybody else. Moshe his response to Yitro was, yeah, absolutely, father-in-law, that's what I'm going to do. But first we have to have Matan Torah. But either way, Rashi doesn't believe this. Rashi thinks that the whole thing happened after Yom Kippurim, when Yitro saw Moshe Rabbeinu sitting down to judge the people with all the halachot. And then Rashi goes on to give a little bit of the chronology of the Midbar. Shari b'yudzayin tamuz yarad b'shavar to luchot, and shiva aser b'tamuz he broke the luchot, after chet ha'egel, u'machara ala hashkama v'shahash monim yom v'yarad b'yom kippurim, went up for 80 days, came back down on Yom Kippurim, vein parasha zo k'tuva k'seder, shelo ne'amar v'yim macharat ad shana shniya. He says, that means that this parasha is a little bit out of order. Now it's interesting, Rashi says that it's out of order. The extreme view of out of order is the Ibn Ezra. He says everything that happened with Yitro happened in the second year. Meaning Yitro didn't even show up until after Matan Torah. According to Rashi, Rashi kind of hedges his bets. He has Yitro showing up before Matan Torah. That's when they have their rendezvous. And then Yitro sticks around. And then after Matan Torah, that's when he talks to Moshe Rabbeinu, consults him about how to do the judges. And then basically the end happens way later when Yitro leaves. That's almost a year later. That's when Moshe says, okay, you know, we're about to go, but I think you should stick around. But Yitro decides not to stick around. So in other words, according to Rashi, we get about 2 years of history condensed into the beginning of Parashat Yitro. That's how Rashi reads this. Shiluchol arzo lo haya ela ad shana shniya sherinem arkan vayishlach Moshe et chotno. ומתינו במסעד גלים שאמר לו משה נוסעים אנחנו על המקום על נת תעזוב אותנו ואם זו קודם את התורה מששלחו והלך היכן מתינו שחזר. So Rashi points out it can't be that Yitro left and then came back and then left again. He doesn't think that's possible. Ramban says that's exactly what happened. Yitro left, he came back, and then he actually stuck around according to Ramban. Rashi weighs one more possibility. It could be that Yitro left right now, but then someone else stuck around. Who stuck around? Who's the one who leaves in Sefer Binbar? It's Chovav. Maybe Chovav is Bnosha Yitro. It's his son. So maybe Yitro left, but his son stuck around. Rashi says, no, who Chovav, who Yitro? According to Yitro, Chovav is Yitro.